Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi Tidurb to Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis 26B, and we are in the very bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. So we are in the middle of a discussion about what you're allowed to do with money that you gain from a sale of a shul or a Sefer Torah or other sfarim. And we had this concept in the Mishnah of Ma'alim Mekodesh Ve'ed Moridin, that we can always go up in Kiddusha, but we can't go down. So it says the Gemara Marava, Lo Shanu, we are going to majorly limit this rule. So this whole rule that we had, that the proceeds of a sale of the shul or other types of Kiddusha type things are only allowed to be done if we are going to purchase something of greater Kiddusha, that was only taught, only if the major trustees, the people who are appointed to actually be in charge of the place, did not sell the shul itself or this other Kiddusha, that's when it's going to be an issue. But if the seven trustees of the town sold the shul or this other type of Kiddusha stuff, then you're allowed to use it. However, afilu lemishta beishichra, even to drink beer with it, even to purchase some sort of beer with these proceeds, shapir dami, that's going to be okay. Now, this number seven, many of the Mefarshim point out, is lav dafka. It doesn't actually need to be seven people, but it's only talking about a situation where the appointees and the trustees and the people who are actually in charge are not the ones making the sale. But if they are, then it's going to be okay to do what you want, which greatly limits this whole idea we've been talking about in the Mishnah. Good. Ravina Havalei, Hahu Tila de Bekinishtis. So Ravina had a certain mound of garbage in one of his fields, which was the ruins of a shul. Also, Kamei Dervashi Amarle. So he went to Ravashi and he said to him, Mahu Mizra, am I allowed to go and plant with it? Am I allowed to plant in this area, in this place? Does the shul retain its Kedusha or not? Am I allowed to do anything with this stuff that's now in my property? So Amarle said to him, Zil Zavne Mishiva Tovia Ir, Bemamad Anshia Ir Uzra. Go and buy it from the people who are actually in charge of this rule, the seven people who are actually the ones making the decisions. And then you can go and sow and plant and do whatever you want on that place, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. Good. Now the Gemara comes with another element, another discussion of the laws of Kedusha of a shul. So Rami Bar Abba Havakai Bnei Bei Kenishtis. Rami Bar Abba was building a shul, Havahahi Kenishta Atika, and there was a certain old shul that Rami Bar Abba wanted to replace with this new shul, Havabai Lemistre. So what he wanted to do is he wanted to demolish the old shul, Vilasui Livnei Ukshuremina, and he wanted to use the bricks and the beams in order to go ahead and Vayuli Lhasam and incorporate it into the new building. Yasiv Vikami Baile Hadar Rav Chista. So before he did so, he went to Rav Chista to ask, Damar Rav Chista, Lo Listre Bei Kenishta Debane Bei Kenishta Achriti, because Rav Chista says you're not allowed to demolish an old shul until you have the new shul ready. So he was wondering, Hasam Mishum Shiusa, are we just worried that you're not actually going to do anything with it? But Kiai Gavna Mai, but in our situation where I'm only going to demolish the old shul so that way I can use it to help me build the new shul, maybe things would be a little bit different. So also Kamei de Rav Papa Vasarle. So he went in front of Rav Papa and Rav Papa said this is going to be a problem. Also Kamei de Rav Huna Vasarle, and he went in front of Rav Huna and also he told him that this is going to be an issue. Good. Now comes the Gemara and continues and discusses more types of transfers involving a shul. So Amar Rava, Hai Beit Kenishta. So this shul that we've been talking about in our Mishnah, Chiyuv V'Zavuna Shari. So to exchange it for another object or to sell it for money is going to be okay. Meaning if you're going to be completely relinquishing ownership, that's going to be okay if the townspeople of the have another shul that they're able to go to. However, Ogura Umashkuna Aser, but to rent it or mortgage it out is not going to be allowed. My time, the reason why is because if you're just renting it out or mortgaging it out, then it still retains its Kedusha and you're not allowed to use it for anything else other than for a shul purpose. Only if it's an actual sale where you are totally giving up on your ownership, that's when it's going to be okay. Continues the Gemara, Livnei Nami, also when it comes to bricks of a shul, Halufinhu Vizibununihu Shari, so to barter them or to sell them is going to be okay, Uzfinhu Aser, but to lend them is going to be a problem, Hanimilu Ba'atikata. However, this is only true in bricks where they were already part of an old shul that collapsed down, so that's what it's referring to, Avabachata Leslamba. But regarding new bricks, which were set aside to be used for a shul, but were never actually used in a shul, then you could use it for anything, doesn't matter what you're going to do, it's all fine. Afilu Mandamar Hazmana Milsi, and even according to the person who holds, and according to the Shita that says that Hazmana is considered something, meaning that if I set it aside for something, it's as if it served that purpose, even though it never actually did. So in this situation, if I set it aside to be used as a brick for a shul, it should have that Kedusha already. It's not going to apply here because Hani Mili Kigon Ha'oreg Beged Lames. And that only applies when you have like someone who weaves a shroud for a corpse, meaning the designated object is ready for immediate use. And therefore, your Hazmana, you're setting it aside, is as if it was serving that purpose already. Vahacha Kitavli Larig Dami. But here, where the bricks are designated for the wall in the shul, it's compared to a thread that's been designated to be part of a garment. Lekalaman Damar, and there's no one who says that that's going to be a problem because there's no immediate use that's going to come from this. So putting one brick in something or even setting that aside, that's not going to be enough of a hazmana of a set aside that it actually means anything in our situation. Now, based on this conversation we just had before about renting and mortgaging and selling, so now comes Gemara with another type of question, Matana. What if the townspeople gave the shul as a gift to someone? Is this going to be enough to allow it to get rid of its kedusha of being a shul or not? So, Puigi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina, Chad Asar v'Chad Shari. So this is a machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina. One says it's allowed, one says it's not allowed. Manda, so the one who says that it's not going to be allowed. Bahai tifka kedusha asa. What was done to go and remove the sanctity? There was no sale, there was nothing done. It was just given as a present. So what was done to remove the Kedusha, so therefore you're not going to be allowed to do anything else in it. It has to be used as a shul, man d'shari. But according to the one who does say that, it is going to be allowed and you're allowed to do whatever you want with that property. Meaning, they wouldn't just go and give this as a present to anybody. It must be that you did something for the shul, for the community. So it really is like a sale. It's just being done in a present type of way. It's like when you honor someone and give them like a plaque at the shul dinner. There's a reason why you're honoring them at the dinner. They've given a lot of money. They've donated. They've helped, whatever it may be. So you're doing it for a reason. So it's like a sale in that purpose. Fine. Now comes the Gemara and gets into a very important sugya about geniza and shemos. When do you need to bury certain things? You know, we always have this with extra benchers and sitters and stuff along those lines. What needs to be buried and what is just allowed to be thrown out? So Tana Rabbanan Tashmishi Mitzvah, objects that were used for a mitzvah, nizrakin, they are allowed to be thrown out. Since there's no kedusha after this object is no longer in use, it's going to be okay and you're just allowed to throw them out. The Ramah does add that you should throw them out in a nice way. We're going to talk about like with a lulav or something. You should throw it out in a nice way, but it's allowed to be thrown out. Tashmishi kedusha, however, objects that are accessories to Kedusha items, we're going to see what this means, Nignazin, they need to be put in a safe place, which we assume is usually Shemos type things. Elohim Tashmishay Mitzvah, what are Tashmishay Mitzvah that you're allowed to throw out? Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, and Tzitzis, these types of things, after they're no longer in use, you're allowed to throw them out. Elohim Tashmishay Kedusha, and these are the things which are Tashmishay Kedusha, so what are they? Luskmei, Svarim, Tfilin, and Mezuzos. So the covers and the bags for the Svarim, and Tfillin and mezuzos, the tikshel sefer Torah, and the case for a Torah, and our tikshel tfillin, and a case for tfillin, uritsuo sehen, and their straps. So it seems that anything which is connected to the Shem Hashem and to the Torah, that's going to be tashmishay kedusha, but otherwise it's going to be tashmishay mitzvah. Amar Rava. Rava says, Merei shava mina, at first I thought, hai kursiya, so the bima, which we put the Torah on, that's going to be tashmish to tashmish, so that's going to be an accessory of an accessory, because we have the little sheet that we put on top of the bima, and then you put the Torah on top of that. So the bima itself would only be like a secondary type thing, Vishari, and therefore you're allowed to just throw it out or do something for non-Kedusha purposes. Given to Chazina de Mosve, Ilave Sefer Torah. But once I saw that they actually put the Sefer Torah on it, sometimes directly on it, Amina Tashmish Kedusha, who I actually think this is a Tashmish Kedusha V'Aser, and you're not allowed to do anything that's not Kedusha like on it, and you'd have to do Shemos with it. Amar Rava, and Rava says, Merei Shava Amina, at first I thought, Hai Prisa Tashmish is Tashmish, that the curtain, which is around the Aron Kodesh, that would be an accessory to an accessory, meaning it's not something which would need to continue its state of Kedusha, because it's not connected to the Torah itself. However, Kivin Dechazinu Da'ife Le'u Manche Sifrei Lave, but once I saw that people bend the curtain in order to go and put the Torah directly on it, Amina Tashmish Kedusha, who I think this is actually a Tashmish Kedusha V'Aser, and you're not allowed to use it for non-Kedusha purposes. Another ruling of Rava. Amar Rava, Hai Tevusa D'Irpat. So if you have an Aron Kodesh which fell apart, Me'avda Teva Zutari Shari, so you're allowed to use that to go and make a smaller Aron Kodesh, since there's no lower level of Kedusha happening here, but Korsaya Asir, but to go and make a Bima from it is going to be Asir, because a Bima has less Kedusha than in Aron Kodesh. V'Amar Rava, Rava has another halacha, Hai Prisa Debala, so a curtain which lines the Aron Kodesh that has become worn out, Le'me'avda Prisa Le'sifrei Shari, so to make a covering for a Torah, that is going to be okay, because that is, again, using it for the similar level type of Kedusha, but L'chumash Nasser, but to go and use this now for a cover for a single book, remember we said what their Chumash used to be, it used to be Klaf just on one Parsha, so to go from being the cover of a Sefer Torah to just the cover of one of the Parshios, that's not going to be okay, because that's going a lower level of Kedusha. V'yam Rava, a fifth and final halacha by Rava, Hane Zvilei D'chumashe, so the bags used for the coverings, used for the single books, the Svarim, or of the Torah, the Kamatre D'Sifrei, and the cases for the Torahs, Tashmish Kedusha Ninu, these are Tashmishe Kedusha and Ignazin, and you must do Shemos with them. Ah, Pshita, this is obvious. Why does Rav need to teach us this? No, Mahu Detema Hane Lav L'Chavor Avi Dinan, that these sacks and cases were not made for the honor of the Torah itself. Linturei Ba'alma Avidi, they're just meant to safeguard. That's the only reason that they're there. Kamash Malan, Rava teaches us that these objects do actually have a certain level of Kedusha. Good. Now comes Gemara with another halacha of Rava about in Aron Kodesh. Ahu Beit Knishta D'Yuda Romai, so there's a certain shul of the Roman Jews, to have a psiach lahu idrona, which opened into this chamber, to have a maches bei mace, in which a corpse was lying. Have a bug kahane lameel letzaluse hasam, and at the time the kohanim wanted to go into the shul to daven there, but there's a dead body there, so what are they supposed to do? So asu amru le'Rava, so they came and they told Rava about their issue. Amar lahu, dilu tevusa osvua. So what you should do is lift the Aron Kodesh where the Torah's are and put it in the doorway, so that way this Aron Kodesh is closing off the entire entrance. Because now this is a situation where it's a wood utensil that is designated and designed to remain stationary. And this type of kli is not something which is susceptible to tumah. And it also acts as a barrier before tumah. So that's what you would do. Then it's not going to be an issue of having a dead body there, because it's as if it's a totally separate area, and it's going to be totally fine. But this suggestion of Rava was rejected. Amru le Rabbanon le Rava. The Rabbanon said to Rava, "Vazim nidim etalt lele ki manach sefer Torah ilave." But sometimes we do move the Aron Kodesh when they need to put a sefer Torah in it. V'havalei mitaltula mali v'rekam. And now it's a utensil which is moved when it's both full and empty, and therefore it is susceptible to tuma, and that's going to be an issue. So Rava said, "Okay, you're right. Ihachi lo efsher." So I guess if this is true, if it doesn't actually remain in one place as you say, then you're right. It's not going to be enough to go and seal off the entrance, and then the Kohanim are going to be stuck. They're not going to be able to daven there. Good. Now continues the Gemara and talks about different ways that certain objects of Kedusha should be disposed of. So Amar Mar Zotra, Mitbichos Svarim Shabalu. So if you have wrappings of some of the Sifrei Tanakh that became worn out and can't be used anymore, Osin Osan Tachrin LeMeis Mitzvah. They should be made into shrouds for a Meis Mitzvah, for someone who has no other stuff for the burial. Vezuhi Genizasan. And this is actually going to be considered a good enough Genizah. Amar Rav, Rav also says, Sefer Torah Shabala, about a Torah scroll that became worn out and can't be used anymore. Gonzin Oso Eitzal Talmud Chacham. You should put it, bury it next to a Talmud Chacham. Afilu Shona Halachos. And it may even be buried next to a Talmud Chacham or to a scholar who was just not necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Ravacha bar Yaakov said, "B'kli cheres," and the Torah scroll should be put in an earthenware container in a kli cheres for the burial to avoid or to at least delay its deterioration. Shenemar nusatem kli cheres haman yamdu yamim rabim, so that way it will last longer. This is Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.